girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tips. How will Dave do? That's really neat.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we quiz our Dave on all things girly. We make him feel as uncomfortable as possible. In 2025, he's in the lead in terms of, like, he's ahead versus losses. He's had 15 wins, 14 losses.
Ooh. So by the skin of his teeth.
By the skin of his missing wisdom tooth,
he's ahead.
Dave isn't on his own, though. He does have two lifelines that will help him win the week. One is a 50-50. One is his phone a female. Emer's there this morning. Hi, Emer.
Morning, Emer.
Hi, guys.
Emer, I hear you're late for work and you want us to really wrap this up very quick.
Yeah, I've been late. I only started the job last week. I've been late every day. So, yeah.
Sounds like a new problem, Emer.
What time does work start, Emer?
Started 10 minutes ago.
And you're on the radio.
And she's on the
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, so we won't say where I am, no okay? Problem, don't no say problem. Where I am. Yeah,
oh, my God. You are a model employee.
I love it.
You're on that 6-month probation, are you?
Yeah.
All right, Emer, you stay there. I will most likely need you. And if I even have a doubt on question one, I'm coming to you. Don't worry.
Brilliant.
Okay, stay there.
Hang on, Emer. Just to say, the girly quiz tends to get into uncharted waters at times. We realise kids are back to school and might be in the car. Just keep your hand on the dial in case we go into areas that you don't fancy having your kids here, okay? That's the nature of the game.
I instantly have anxiety because I want Emer to get to work like quick. So I'm like, I don't care. Come on.
You know what they say? Keep your employers, treat them mean.
Just imagine the company just going, sorry. Turn that up there.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Let's get Emer into work. Question one, Dave.
No idea. Emer, what helps out there?
Women online have been talking about using men's hair dye as a handy hack. What are they using it for, Dave?
Men's hair dye as a handy hack?
Yeah.
Could it be something as simple as dyeing their hair?
It could be something.
It could be.
As that.
I haven't a clue. But I don't think Emer would know this either. But that's just me completely judging Emer based on nothing.
Your fact of being a terrible employee.
Okay, ask me the question. Sorry, I am just anxious that she's.
No, it's Grant. Women online have been talking about using men's hair dye as a handy hack. What are they using it for?
Okay.
Stop looking at me.
I would imagine it's... I can't read that far. I would imagine it's something like mascara. I would imagine that, but I don't know. So I'm going to call in Emer just so she can go to work. Emer, 30 seconds on the clock. Let's just have a chat. What do you think it could possibly be?
I haven't a clue. Maybe for eyebrows?
Eyebrows is a really, really good show. For my housemate does this. She bakes her eyebrows. That's a thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
So
that's
hair like a, dye. That's like a drag hair dye.
Yeah. So could it be my housemate's a drag queen? No. what do you think? Eyelashes or eyebrows? What are we going for?
I say eyebrows.
You think eyebrows? Okay.
Oh, I don't know now. God.
I don't know either. I think it could be mascara. But then, what would you do it with? You'd need the brush.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also just presuming that it's black hair dye. Do you know what I mean?
So, I would say Emer could work at an eyebrow factory because I think she's onto something.
Okay.
There.
Interesting.
Oh.
Fiona!
Emer.
Sorry, Fiona, get out!
Emer, you gave me the answer and Adam, Fiona gave me the answer.
Put that board up again.
Get off! I'm sorry.
I'm going to go
gonna get the
with
other
eyebrows final answer.
Yay!
Oh my God, we did it!
Fiona, you're my favourite.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you like mouth him the answer.
No, I never.
She just outright gave it to me.
Sorry now. 1 second. Dave, can you confirm on the air, have I ever mouthed you the answer?
No, you haven't.
No, right, let's get Emer off to work.
Right, Emer, you're free.
Bye, Emer.
Thank you. Thanks for mail.
Just need voucher going to you in case you get fired as well, so you can eat them
on. Happy days. Thanks for mail.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Fiona. I'm sorry. I know that was bad. I know.
She didn't give me the answer. She just said
maybe Emer works in an eyebrow factory.
She just said she might be onto something. That was all my own volition there.
I am sorry, Emma. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You have really damaged.
I just
damaged
get on with lads more tonight.
You've damaged the integrity of this game.
Oh no! Come on.
Nah.
It was just a once off.
No.
I try really hard with these questions.
Right. This is great. The two of them are at each other. I'm just sitting back drinking my water.
That's the opposite of what the girly quiz is meant to do. We're not meant to be fighting. It's about feminism.
I know, it is. Let's get back together. I am sorry.
Right, let's move.
Hey!
Dave!
Yeah?
Question number two on the girly quiz this week.
Name three Irish women who have publicly expressed interest in running for president this year.
Okay, Fiona?
Yes, I have expressed interest.
No, I just mean, can you help me out here? Give me the answer there. All right.
Three Irish women who have publicly expressed interest in running for president this year.
I can give you two definitelys.
Okay.
And I can give you one who did give interest, but has bowed out.
Okay, okay. Well, the question was expressed interest, so I'm interested to hear
what
you have.
That's not okay, Dave.
Those three people are Catherine Connolly.
Okay.
Joanna Donnelly.
Yeah.
And Mairead McGuinness.
Joanna Donnelly, Catherine Connolly, and Mairead McGuinness.
I'm so sure it's Catherine Connolly.
Tell me about those three.
Catherine Connolly from Galway. I think she's... I don't know who she is. She was in government anyway. Mairead McGuinness, obviously from the EU. She's not running though. And Joanna Donnelly, who's the former weather person on RTÉ, she was doing an interview there with Kieran Cudahy on Virgin Media TV.
And tell me why it'd be so much better for to have a woman president than a male president.
One on, one off. You know,
one in one.
Fair,
in.
Like equality is what you would be saying.
Yeah. We had Micheál, and now time for. Well, I would have honestly went for Mairead McGuinness, to be honest, but she's not going for it, so I don't know now. Those are the three women I'm going to go with. Yes, come on! No way!
Very good.
I told man, I like my politics.
Smash it.
Who else is this?
The other one that you missed there, Heather Humphreys.
Heather Humphreys, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Nice one.
Very good.
For two with no help from Fiona.
Yeah.
Is always good.
New lifeline. Fiona gives the answer.
ask the host like he wants to be on it. Like,
oh yeah, me, Jeremy Clarkson asked me. I don't know.
Can I just say, nasty question, by the way. If I didn't know, like, if I hadn't a clue of any of them, ask for three of them.
That's why we made it hard.
That's insane.
You know, that would be different if Jeremy Clarkson actually wrote the questions on the Wants to Be a Millionaire. All right, Fiona, don't mess this up, please.
I won't. No, we won't get this one. All right, Dave, final question on the girly quiz this week. Align, Wonder Train, and Groove are all types of what?
Damn it.
Align, Wonder Train, and Groove.
Align, Wonder Train, Groove. Interesting name.
Wonder Train and Groove are all... Say again?
They're types of what?
So they're not brands.
No.
Align, Wonder Train, and Groove. See, I would say that the... This isn't my final answer.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you my thought frame.
Please do.
I would think that they're eyebrows. However...
You're obsessed with eyebrows this morning.
The answer to the first question was eyebrows.
It could be an eyebrow-themed
week. Could align your eyebrows. A Wonder Train, maybe close to a unibrow, because it's like a train track or something.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And then a groove, like there might be a little dint in it, but maybe... No, that's stupid.
No, I love
that. What else could it be? Could it be necklaces? They could also be a groove... They could be types of chests, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of chest do you
boobs
have?
Boobs, like bra.
I'm going to have to 50-50 this.
You're
going
to have to.
All right. We are in Simplify mode. Align, Wonder Train, and Groove are all types of what? Is it A, mascara, or B, Lululemon leggings?
Oh, I have no idea. And we're on 50-50. Lululemon leggings or what?
Mascara.
Align, Wonder Train, Groove. Let's go with Wonder Train. It's gotta be Lululemon.
Why?
Wonderful and train, like to training.
You could be training your eyelashes to go in a certain direction.
You could be, but to groove as well. Maybe you want to have a little dance in a Lululemon outfit and a line. That's for when you're having a business meeting in a Lululemon bra.
Lululemon, final answer.
Final answer.
Fiona, you destroyed this game.
Yes! Come on!
I'm sorry to women everywhere.
This is fantastic.
I have to say, in the history of the girly quiz, that has never happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was just anxious about Emer getting sacked. Now I'm getting fired.
Is she still on probation?
Yeah.
We're only
4 months in, so...
I'm very much on probation.
I think you're doing great, and I love you to bits.
Well done, Dick. Yeah.